So let's talk about it, everybody. Prayer. The who, what, where, when, why, and how of prayer. First, let me define prayer. According to Oxford English Dictionary, prayer is 1. A solemn request for help or expression of thanks addressed to God or another deity. 2. An earnest hope or wish. And Carl, may I ask you to unmute and share your reading with us today?
Yes. So this is from the Revealing Word. The Revealing Word says prayer is communion between God and man, or us. This communion takes place in the innermost part of our being. It is the only way to cleanse and perfect the consciousness and thus permanently heal the body. Prayer is the most highly accelerated mind action known. It steps up mental action until man's consciousness synchronizes with the Christ mind. It is the language of spirituality. When developed, it makes man master in the realm of creative ideas. Prayer is more than supplication. It is an affirmation of truth that eternally exists, but which has not yet come into consciousness. It comes into consciousness not by supplication, but by affirmation. Do not supplicate or beg God to give you what you need, but get still and think about the inexhaustible resources of the infinite mind, its presence in all its fullness, and its constant readiness to manifest itself for you when its laws are complied with. This is what Jesus meant when he said, "Seek ye first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you." Matthew 6:33. It is necessary to pray believing that we have received, because God is all that we desire. The good always exists in divine mind as ideas, and we bring it into manifestation through the prayer of faith, affirmation, praise, and acknowledgement. All through the scriptures, the different attitudes of mind necessary in prayer are pointed out. We are told to be instant in prayer, to pray with the Spirit, to pray in understanding. We have thought that prayer was something we could do too in any way at any time, but we have learned that to get results, we must pray with faith. This practice establishes a consciousness where doubt cannot enter. Jesus was in this consciousness.
Thank you, Carl. Reverend Mike, may I ask you to unmute and read the definition of prayer from the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary?
In true prayer, we take with us words of truth, a statement of truth, or an affirmation, and turn our attention within to the very center of our being where the Father dwells. We affirm these words of truth and meditate on them. Then we get very still and wait in the silence for God to make them real for us. Prayer can be defined in many ways. It can be said to be the taking hold of God's willingness. Jesus Christ forbade all prayers of doubt, but said, "All things whatsoever ye pray and ask for, believe that ye receive, and you shall have them. And your Father knoweth what things ye have need of before you ask him."
Okay, thank you. Now, we've defined prayer according to the English Dictionary and the Unity Dictionaries, the Revealing Word, and the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary. Because we are unity in all new thought movement, this is my focus. In unity, we pray in the affirmative. We pray in faith. And what is faith? The assurance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. Let me say that again another way. We pray knowing the people, places, things, and happenings are all working out for our good, because it can be no other way, not when we pray in faith. We pray not by sight. We pray by declaring and decreeing. Unity is a movement, and our co-founder, Charles Fillmore, said, "Unity is a link in the great educational movement inaugurated by Jesus Christ. Our objective is to discern the truth in Christianity and prove it. The truth that we teach is not new, neither do we claim special revelation or discovery of new religious principles. Our purpose is to help and teach mankind to use and prove the eternal truth taught by the Master, end quote. So what is prayer? Some say prayer is not begging, pleading, bargaining, nor beseeching. Have I begged God, pleaded with God, even bargained and beseeched God? Absolutely. And I think this type of conversing with spirit may be helpful for the individual at times. However, knowing what I know now about affirmative prayer and how it has made a difference in the lives of people all over this world, I'd say affirmative prayer is equivalent to having your vehicle in perfect alignment. It will keep you heading in the direction of the desires of your heart. Affirmative prayer helps you focus on that which you want and not that which you do not want. Again, you can certainly beg, plead, bargain, and beseech. Just know the feeling and the most emotion with which you express that you do not want is exactly what you're going to get more of, because wherever thought goes, energy flows. In other words, the thoughts that we hold in our mind will produce in kind. This is the third basic unity principle. Therefore, begging, pleading, bargaining, beseeching is not the kind of prayer we encourage you to utilize. Prayer is communion with God, the Christ within us. We must come to terms with and acknowledge there's only one, and we're it. We are part of this one. It is imperative that we shift our focus from lack, limited, and less than to abundant, unlimited, worthy, whole, perfect, and free. Must I say it again? It is imperative, people, that we shift our focus from lack, limited, and less than to abundant, unlimited, worthy, whole, perfect, and free. You see, when we freeze water and call it ice, is it still not water, simply in a different form? Sure it is. And it's the same with us as humans. We may be clothed in skin, yet we are still a part of, created in, and after the likeness of God, Spirit, Source, the universe. The one truth of all that is, when we talk about communion, we're talking about sharing intimate thoughts and feelings. In order to intimately share, we must recognize and accept the connection and oneness between ourselves and the One. Talking to God from the heart about everything. Yes, I said everything. Look, I know. This includes but is not limited to the good, the bad, the stinky and funky, the hurt, guilt, shame, and regret. We are to talk to God about everything happening in our life, mind, soul, body, and heart. I realize this may be embarrassing just thinking about. What I want you to know is the Creator that created creation and created you and I is pure love. In God, or whatever name you feel most comfortable using, there is no judgment. I don't know how this works out. I just know it does. Keep in mind, we're talking about the source of all. We're not talking about our biological mother and father. We're talking about the one for all. I've heard people say, well, I thought God knows everything. If God already knows everything, then why do I have to tell him anything? Him, her, it, whatever. If, as you say, he is all, knows all, and is everywhere all at the same time, why? Because prayer aligns us with the one power and one presence active in our life and in everyone, everything, everywhere, always. Affirmative prayer helps suspend our disbelief. So who is to pray? According to the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary, everybody should pray. Through prayer, we develop the highest phase of character, and it softens and refines the whole man. Prior to coming to Unity, one of my teachers told us, not always, but whenever we see the word man in the Bible, if we substitute it for mind, M-I-N-D, in most instances, it may be easier to understand. So when we're talking about who is to pray, if man means mind, then the mind of all, men, women, and children ought to pray. Keep in mind, Unity looks at the word mind, with the little m, as the human starting point of every act, thought, and feeling, the common meeting point of God and humanity. When we pray, we must believe it is already so. We have received. If, for a moment, you begin to vacillate and your monkey mind is jumping towards unworthiness and the pack of gum you stole as a child or the car you scraped with your shopping cart last week, bring yourself and your thinking to the present moment. Take a breath and breathe. Say to yourself, the whole of everything is for me. Life is for living and I am alive. I move forward living life, and so it is. Thank you, thank you, thank you. It becomes clear why Charles Fillmore said, prayer refines the whole man. Man meaning mind, the mind of all. The words of the song says, let everything that has breath praise him. I'm going to say, let everything that has breath pray. Where are we to pray? In the secret place, according to Psalms 91. If truly our thoughts are prayers and we are always praying, we are to pray everywhere, anywhere, wherever is necessary, in the morning, noon, and night, in the stillness of the moment as well as the chaos of any circumstance, during feast and during famine. When we give and we receive, we are to pray wherever we are because wherever we are, God is. When are we to pray? Well, believe it or not, our life is a prayer. How we live our life, our actions and reactions to life, our attitude is a reflection of our BS, our belief system, and that too. Therefore, our prayer. Intentional prayer helps us focus on our oneness with God, the creator who creates, the one who created you and I and proclaimed its creation good and very good. That's us, good. This goes back to the second of our five basic principles. Human beings are divine at their core and therefore inherently good. And I really like the way the second principle is languaged for children. It says, I am naturally good because God's divinity is in me and in everyone. Affirmative prayer helps us remember our goodness. When are we to pray? Anytime is a good time to connect with God, our source of supply. So why do we pray? We pray to commune with God, to align our mind with divine mind, to see ourselves and know ourselves from a different vantage point. We pray where there is no separation between the creator and the created. You know, this reminds me of the one drop of ocean water. While it may only be a drop of ocean water, it still has the same physical and chemical properties of the ocean. The key is, as long as it stays connected to the ocean, its source of supply, all is possible. It has the ability to water the earth and its inhabitants in a number of ways. As long as that drop stays connected, it has the power to move heaven and earth. Why do we pray? We pray to connect with our source. We pray to shed light on the seemingly dark places in us. We pray, as the Metaphysical Bible Dictionary says, because it softens and refines the whole man, the whole mind. We hope and think our prayers will change the mind of God when in reality, the change occurs in us. Prayer can't change the mind of God because, first of all, God is not a human being with a mind that constantly changes between this and that. God is divine mind, absolute and immutable. God is good all the time, period. God just is. One of my teachers, Reverend Cindy Boyer, said, and I quote, "We pray to realize who we are. To realize means to become fully aware, to understand clearly. Another definition is to cause something to happen as we understand our spiritual nature. We cause our lives to reflect it. This is the reason to pray, not to fix anything or change anything on the outer, but to be able to live more fully from it, to embody our divine nature. If God is love, then I pray to realize God in my life. If God is peace, then I pray to realize peace. All the God qualities you can think of are yours," end quote. So how do we pray? We are to pray authentically from our heart. Go within. Remember Matthew 6:6, "But when you pray, go into your room, close the door, and pray to your Father who is unseen. Then your Father who sees what is done in secret will reward you." Our room is our heart space, that space where all our secrets, our hurts, our guilt, shame, and regret reside, and also where all the love, light, hopes, and dreams of who we are as individualized expressions of spirit reside. To close the door is to shut out the happenings of the outer surroundings as well as the chatter of our ego. We do not have to audibly speak our words to commune with spirit, but how much more we will experience our prayer if we speak our words out loud. When we pray our prayer so that we can hear ourselves utter the words, the vibration of the words works its way through our veins and arteries, our tissues, cells, muscles, organs, bones, and out through our skin and back into us. The sound of our voice calling out to God of our being to do its mighty work through us will make the difference in us living from love rather than fear. Let me share a personal story before I end my talk, and I'll keep it brief, as a couple of my siblings aren't here with me, and they know that my stories are not typically brief, but anyway, because I want to get to the power and the blessing of this prayer. This past December, I took my eyeglasses to Sam's Club for an adjustment. And during the adjustment, the young lady overheated my glasses and melted one of my lenses. Because I had not renewed my membership with Sam's Club, they refused responsibility. So now we're into January, it's past, and we're into February, and I am mulling over how I was going to get new glasses. Anyway, the thought of my mother just kept coming to me. And I remember pulling into the parking lot at work, sitting there for a moment, realizing there's something my mother must be trying to tell me. As I went on into work and was working, I recalled a time when my mother had told me when my sister Eileen needed glasses and her and my dad couldn't afford them. She told me the Lions Club bought my sister's first pair of glasses. My mother told me to always give to the Lions Club. So during my break, I Googled the Lions Club, called, and left a message. After work, I'm driving down Book Road near 111 when I began to cry and pray out loud, thanking God. I reminded myself that how is not my business. My business is to ask for what I want with a grateful heart. My phone rang just then, and it was the lady from the Lions Club calling me back. She asked me a series of questions, told me how much I'd be responsible for, and let me know that someone would get back with me within a week. By the time I got to 75th and Brook and turned the corner, I received another call from the same lady. She located an optician's office who would assist me. She told me it may take a few days for them to schedule an appointment because their optician partners typically do not schedule without a requisition, and that takes a few days. Anyway, she gave me a number to call. I called. They scheduled my appointment for the following week. Talking about windows and doors opening, pouring me out blessing upon blessing, I was in a state of gratitude and thanksgiving. See, I was looking at my situation from what I could see, my checkbook. It was only when I let go of what I thought I knew and realigned myself through prayer and thanksgiving did a way open for me. And I was grateful. So what is prayer? A solemn request for help or expression of thanks. Does prayer change us? You better believe it does. Prayer, affirmative prayer, aligns us with the truth of our being. May your prayer life be healthy and alive. God bless you. We appreciate you, and we behold the Christ that you are. And so it is. Amen and amen. Thank you.